The House at Mermaid's Cove by Lindsay Jane Ashford, performed by Alana Kerr Collins. I thought the sea would take me, but it spat me out as the sky was turning pink. I drifted in like flotsam, washed up in a sandy hollow among weed-strewn rocks. I lay there, numb with cold, broken shells prickling my cheeks. Why could I feel my face but not the gashes on my feet? I must have been slipping into unconsciousness when the banshee wail of a gull pierced the fog inside my head. As I gulped for breath, a gush of water stung my nose and tongue. It tasted like Dublin Bay oysters. How strange, when my life was hanging by a thread, to remember something I hadn't eaten for a dozen years. It was a dog that found me. If it hadn't been for him, I might have lain for hours in that hidden place, until the tide came creeping in to pull me back to where I'd come from. He'd been rooting about in the trees above the cove and gone tearing off when he scented something more interesting on the beach. Not me, a rotting gannet, I found out later. I heard the barking over the lapping of the waves and the cries of the seabirds. Then I caught the sound of someone singing. A man's voice, deep and clear. The words were in Latin. For a moment, I thought I really had died. It was the sort of thing I'd always imagined angels singing. But then the dog came bounding over, snuffling in my ear and pawing the bare skin of my shoulder. The singing stopped. I felt the thud of feet on the sand as the man ran to see what his animal had found. A pitiful, shameful sight I must have been, naked but for the chemise which had ripped when the waves carried me through the spiked ribs of the metal barrier at the mouth of the cove. I heard him catch his breath as he dropped down beside me. I felt the heat of his hand on my head, his fingers raking cropped hair wet and slick with salt, like the fur of a seal. Then he must have spotted what was stitched into the neck of the chemise, because he said it aloud. 937. That was the first clue to where I was. My number, spoken in English. His hand traced one of the thread-like scars that crisscrossed my back. Then his fingers were on my wrist, feeling for a pulse.
Can you hear me?
He turned my head sideways. He scraped sand from around my nose. The smarting sensation brought a muffled whimper from somewhere inside me. Then I felt the weight of his body pressing down on my back. Seawater gushed from my mouth. I spluttered, retched. The dog barked at me. I could smell his breath, rancid with dead meat.
Be quiet, Brock.
He grasped my shoulders.
Can you sit up?